This is Chris Corey, Acting Chair of the Coordinating Committee for the December 30th, 2020 meeting of the of this committee. Having a quorum present, I'm going to take the roll. If there's anybody who is not present in this meeting whose name I am not reading, please speak up after I'm done. James Sagerton.
Here.
Chris Corey is here. Lawrence Reyes. Grace Aaron. Grace is no longer on the PMB, so I guess I can strike her from the list. Alex Steinberg. Lydia Brazon. Sandra Rolland.
Present.
Nancy Sorden.
Here.
Anita Sims.
Here.
Duane Lark.
Duane is present.
Thank you, Duane. So we have a quorum present.
Sam, I have to recognize. This is James.
Go ahead, James.
I just wanted to say that Alex, I spoke to Alex, and he had meetings all day, and he's tired, so he won't be with us, although he gave me some items for the agenda. And also, I forgot, but I see Lawrence just texted me telling me that he's in union negotiations until 5 o'clock Pacific time. And I think shortly after that.
We have enough members present anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry, James. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. That's fine. I just wanted to let you... I wanted to just give an account of his whereabouts.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Dwayne Lark is that.
So, go ahead, Dwayne.
Yeah, for the record, I commit...
Coordinating committee. Meeting.
Dwayne?
I heard someone else speaking, so I paused. But for the record, I block 7 to 11 or 7 to 12 for PNB. This is rather early for me, so it's going to probably be a conflict. I do operate from the do not call list in terms of permission to contact clients up until about 7. So 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is costing me. So I made the exception. You guys do have a quorum now. I may break away to go back to my work because I really don't have anything to put on the agenda, but I didn't want to be responsible for not providing the quorum.
Thank you very much, Dwayne. And like I say, I think I may have miscounted here. My understanding was that it took 6. I thought we were a committee of 11, but that actually, now that I think of it, that doesn't really make sense because 11 would constitute a quorum at the PMB, and we didn't want that to happen. So I think it's either 9 or 10. So I think 5 would have actually done it. So I apologize for beating you up and getting you on the line. It wasn't really necessary, I don't think.
Okay. All right.
So okay. As anybody – go ahead.
This is Nancy. I just wanted to make sure I've got everybody copied. I've got Chris, James, Polina, Alex, Dwayne, Anita, Lydia. Who else is on the committee?
Lawrence and
yeah.
Sandra.
Sandra.
Lawrence and
yeah,
Sandra.
Right. And Sandra, right. Okay. Hi, Sandra. You're here, actually. Okay. I'm just very, very short-term memory. Sorry about
that's
that.
Okay. That's okay.
So for people that are listening and not purview to the committee, we actually have had difficulty making previously, and I hold myself entirely accountable for that. I didn't quite understand about the posting requirements, nor did I understand who was ultimately responsible for doing that, namely the chair. I have the good fortune to be a member of the National Finance Committee, and that is taken care of graciously by our Paul, I assume, because it's done so seamlessly that I never even knew that I was responsible for it on that committee. So I really appreciate him on that committee, and now I'm having to lift the weight here. It's not much effort, but it takes some conscientiousness, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to our Paul for handling it all that time without me even knowing it. So the business of this committee is basically to constitute the agenda for the PMD, and Nancy has done us the favor of stripping down the last agenda that we had on December 3rd so that we can use it as a template for the upcoming meeting on, I think we decided it was January 7th, yes? So we're waiting, I think waiting for that to hit our inboxes right now.
Yeah, I just sent it, yeah.
Okay, and so once it does, we'll run it through. Are there any, first of all, is there any unfinished business from the December 3rd meeting that's still lingering at this juncture, or made it through, finally, the entire agenda over the course of the month?
Nancy here.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I left on there, there were two items under new business. I can't remember if we finished them or not, but I left them there. And I left all the committee reports. That's kind of generally there all the time.
Okay. So, okay, I just received my copy. Were the two items the items by Mr. Lark?
Yes.
Okay. Well, fortunately, he's present, and I hope he'll remain so. We can actually come to those items right away, just in case he needs to bounce out of the call. So let's have a look. Oops, shoot. I hope I didn't just delete it accidentally. Nope, I didn't. Pulling it up now. And not that it matters, but I don't believe that Pauline is actually a member of this committee. She's just helping us stream it. Oh, this is good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Nancy.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, let's look at the new business items. Okay, Duane, my understanding is that the GM search at KPFP is over at this juncture. Is that correct?
Yes. So my motion basically is asking the PNB to address and come up with what I would consider to be a more consistent, which is kind of consistent with running a good operation, that we have consistency in our search. So we need some type of guidelines published.
Okay. So would you like to draft a replacement motion for the one that you had for the December meeting?
Yes, I'll be glad to. Yes, I think that's appropriate.
Okay. All right, and then there was a second motion that you had. I think basically, I'm not sure what this was here. It was to go to a meeting of the
board. Would you like me to speak to that?
Yeah, this was this addressing the same motion, or was it something separate? Duane? This was to go to a meeting of the whole.
Hello, am I still on the line?
Yeah, can you hear me, Duane? Can you hear me?
I hear you, Chris.
Okay. Can Duane hear me? Duane?
I think I'm back.
Can you
hear
me, Duane?
I believe I'm back. I dropped off.
Okay, good.
I was asking you, if you want me to speak to the second motion?
Yeah, that was the meeting of the whole motion, right?
Actually, I'm not looking at it in front of me. If someone is, could they read it?
Yeah, I'll read it to you. Whereas time is of great value in our meetings, therefore I move that we go to a committee of the whole. Each side for and against be assigned 15 minutes. So this is, I think, dealing with the same motion, but as a meeting of the whole. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And just for
Go ahead, Dwayne.
That is to try to make the point of why it is important, essential, critical for equity of membership, and have that discussion in the whole so that no one can discount the previous motion or the purpose for it or the importance of it.
Understood. Okay, would you like to combine that with your other motion and bring them both together?
Yeah, I think that's appropriate as well.
Okay, great.
Because actually it was Lawrence who brought that second motion, but given that we haven't addressed it and we are readdressing it, I think it would be appropriate to just make it into one motion, and that way we don't have to have two debates.
Okay,
What's the name of the first motion going to be now, Dwayne?
It's actually going to be one motion, and that is to discuss the KPFT management selection process in the Committee of the Whole.
Okay.
You got that, Nancy?
Yep.
Beautiful. Okay. So let's see. Going down the agenda from top to bottom, we have the call to order, roll call. Chair reads the report out if there is one, any excused absence, identifying timekeepers, agenda approval. You know, there's been a practice in the NFC meetings to not put a time offering for agenda approval, but I know that we've been trying to limit it too. So I'm just going to put out there whether we want to adopt any sort of a time standard for that, and if so, what it should be. Anybody have any strong feelings about that?
It has been 20 minutes at some meetings, hasn't it?
It has.
It was actually Alex who put forth the motion that passed.
Exactly. And as I recall, somebody did a little research on this and found an old existing motion that already was on the books. It might have been you, Dwayne. Did you look into that?
No, I believe it was another member that made that point.
So this is an item that's come up many times, and I can't remember what the old standard was. It was either 30 or 20.
I believe it was 20, as I recall. It was either Grace or Alex, actually, who made that point as well.
Okay. So I'm going to change it to 20 on the draft agenda just to conform with that previous PMB order. And also, you know, it doesn't hurt to take less time than is on the agenda. The times are just to make sure that we set enough time aside to get to all of the items. So I think it makes sense to take as much as we feel that we need. I know that agenda approval has been contentious at times and has lasted up to an hour. So I have some sort of a time stamp just to limit the debate at a certain point, which can get silly. But I'm really not in favor of cutting it as short as 5 minutes for those that want to make additions or changes. Do you think 20 minutes is acceptable? Are there any objections to using 20 minutes? Okay, hearing none, I'll make that change, or Nancy can. I'm making changes as we go along too. So, then the next three items are approving of minutes. That's a quick item. There's an ID report. Do you know if Lydia is going to be present in the first meeting? Does anybody know?
No.
Yeah, I'll have to get in touch with her, see if she's going to be there. Anita, you're down for an ICFO report. Are you prepared to present anything?
You mean on the 7th?
Yes, on the 7th.
No, now.
Yes. What's wrong with you?
Yes, on the 7th, I will.
Okay. How much time do you feel you need? Is 10 minutes adequate?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. You're usually pretty brief. And then we have committee report. Audit is down for 3. Anybody on that committee that can speak to that length, is that adequate?
I probably can provide an update. Look, I don't think
is there any motion in that committee right now, Anita? Would Eileen need more than 3 minutes to address what's happened in the last month?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Coordinating is down for 5. That'll be adequate. Is finance, is 8 minutes enough for finance, James?
It could be if everybody reads in advance. We have 3 motions passed from the finance committee, which if you want, I'll read them. I'm on my phone now, so I'll send them to Nancy later.
Did Arpal send them already to the National Finance Committee? I could copy those and put those in here if you like.
If he did minutes, then he did, but I didn't see them yet.
Okay, let me just double check.
That doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Let's see. Motions passed at tonight NFC meeting that was sent December 22nd. One, two, there's 4 motions, actually. Let's see. Do they all apply? Approval of the WPFW budget. Promote transparency. All units will give access to credit cards. And then the next one is provide NEDA with monthly listing of outstanding accounts payable. And the next one is provide
Allegiance.
A monthly report showing revenue, cash, and pledges. So there's.
That's right.
I think all those go into this agenda, right?
Yep.
Yes, they do. So what's the 4th motion?
It's the one about cash and pledges received for verification or review. A monthly report from Allegiance.
All right. Okay, I'm going to. I think it'll take at least to get through that, James. Do you want 20?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I guess if we could urge everyone to have read them and understood them, you know, maybe we could go through it rapidly and we won't need 20, but it'll probably take at least 5 or 7 minutes just to read them.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Well,
so,
question. Dwayne Larch.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Now, 20 minutes in our meeting is a lot of time. And I would prefer that we allot 10 minutes, and if someone wants to move to extend, we do so. But here's my bottom line. If individuals who are duly elected and assigned by their stations to represent them, and they choose not to read something that has been sent to them, I don't believe we need to take the time in a meeting to read them out, because they determine. Now, if they weren't available, that's one thing. But I'm taking it they're going to be available at least 2 or 3 days out. Is that correct?
Oh, at least. I'm thinking more like a week out.
So if they choose not to read it, I believe what we ought to be doing is discussing it, not taking the time to narrate it. Report. That's my view. So I would move that we allot 10 minutes, and the chair can use that time for whatever purpose he wants. I would prefer he make a report about his observations of them, but not reading reports. I don't think that's the best use of my time.
Okay.
Well, these are not reports, Dwayne. These are motions. This is James. May I be recognized?
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, sorry. I spoke out there. I think that, and it's not that I'm anxious to do this, and if everybody would consider them as read, I'd be fine with that. But I think usually what we do is we read them out for the benefit of the listeners who don't have them in front of them and haven't had them for weeks. But I'm perfectly happy. These are very perfunctory. I'm perfectly happy to forego any reading.
Yeah, that was my understanding too, James. I think my concern was that do you think these motions are going to elicit debate? It doesn't seem to be like there's much controversy in these motions. Does it seem that way to you, James?
Yes, we've had similar ones before, and they didn't encumber. They didn't create any debate.
Okay. Well, we could try.
I do have a question about the. Chris, I do have a question about the WPFW budget.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if because the committee has approved it, if it's appropriate just to ask the PMB to approve it just like that, or is it, I don't know what the protocol is or what the history is. Do we give an opportunity for people to pick that apart or examine it more closely, or is it once the committee's approved it, it just goes through?
Oh, no.
Well, I think that any member of the PMB can question these budgets, so it could become something that needs to be picked through. I guess once again that this question of how well people are digesting the information. My experience tells me that they don't digest it terribly well. Whether that creates any controversy at the meeting or not is another matter entirely. I think probably, as a general rule, it doesn't. And the work is considered done at the NFC meeting, and most people just accept that. Having said that, there may be somebody like Robin Collier, or Lyndon, that feels compelled to speak up, somebody who isn't part of either the committees that are responsible for putting those together, but feel like he has a stake in the finances of the organization. So I'm sorry to give you such a woolly reply to your question, but I think it's actually kind of a woolly question.
Well, I'd like to chime in on that, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Wayne.
Because his question was it a pass through from the NFC? And the answer, as I understand it, is no. That's why it's on the agenda. The final authority is the PNB, or it wouldn't have to be on the agenda. It wouldn't even have to give a report. But ultimately, individuals as Chris referred to, since they're not really interested and they're not on the NFC, and in most cases, I even know one treasurer who don't even know what necessarily reading. So most folks, that's just not something they want to deal with. It's too boring. It's too time-consuming. It's above their pay grade, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they really rubber stamp it. And that's the case with almost all entities, whether profit, nonprofit, whatever, because they trust the so-called professionals that they have assigned this. But if there are some other professionals who are not on the committee and they read the things overnight or 2 or 3 days before and they make notes and they want to ask questions because it's not consistent with their own understanding, then that's where you get questions. And that's where you may even get an individual that say, I object, and I don't believe this is correct or this is not proper or we shouldn't approve this. And then the debate ensues. But to answer your question, James, no, it is not a pass-through. It is the purpose for it to be on the agenda is for the PNB to approve it.
This is James. May I be recognized?
Yeah, James, let me just make one quick comment first, though. I had a question for you. There was an addenda to the WPF budget that the NFC requested. Have you received that?
No.
Okay. So we may not actually be able to put this on the committee calendar or on the PMB calendar if we don't receive that, isn't that?
Correct.
What was that? What was that you hadn't received? I'm sorry.
You can go ahead and take the floor and comment on that, James.
there was, I'm blanking on it now. What was it?
I think it was Anita. I think it was the narrative. I just looked through my notes.
That's correct.
That I don't remember his name. I apologize.
Nick?
Nick? Nick? You. Nick Arena, yes.
So he's supposed to be sending it. So, if we don't
get it. There's a narrative and one other item, and I can't recall what it was.
Assumption sheet.
Assumption.
That's right. Correct.
So the motion says the NFC recommends to the PNB the approval of the WPFW budget with an assumption sheet and narrative to be appended before it is sent to the PNB.
Correct. That's it.
Yep. So we may have to strike that from the agenda and bring the other three motions.
Well, let's see if we get it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll leave it on for now. We'll leave it on for now, and we'll strike it at the last minute if we have to.
Okay.
I have one more question whenever you're ready.
Go ahead.
It has to do with how much attention, and I guess it depends, and it'll be case by case, the board wants to give to the individual budgets. I think some of the budgets are going to engender more interest than others. In fact, the reason we took WPFW first was because it was fairly straightforward, and Netta had been involved with it, NETA. I know that it's being recommended by the NFC, so it should be part of the NFC report, but I was also wondering if it should just be a general agenda item on the regular agenda as opposed to as part of the NFC report. So I'm just asking for, again, protocol or precedent.
Yeah, it would be really helpful to have one of the administrators here. Dwayne is vice chair. Could you comment on it, Dwayne, that particular question?
Well, obviously, it's only two areas. I generally don't agree it would be a general area because it's under the purview of two particular entities that have standing in our government. That would be the CFO, ICFO, or the NFC, and it seems more appropriate that it's the NFC. If we had a CFO under the structure of our governance, which would be someone that is specifically a CFO and they've been hired as a CFO, not necessarily an ETA, which has been hired as an organization that's doing several functions, I think it's appropriate that it comes under the report of the NFC.
Okay. I think I agree with Dwayne on this. Do you have any objection to it being under the NFC, James?
No, I think I agree with that as well. It just means it has the potential for growing into much more than 20 minutes, especially if we get to a budget that might be more controversial.
Absolutely. Yeah, it could go off in the weeds pretty quickly, especially for something
Mr. Chair, there's one way around that.
Sure. Go ahead, Dwayne.
This is when your chair of your board manages properly and make a determination that it may need to be continued, but it shouldn't consume the whole meeting. And if the body determines with the chair's leadership that it is going to require more time for KPFT or whomever, then you don't consume the meeting with it. You put it on the next agenda.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I would like to elevate this to 15 minutes from 10. Is that objectionable to you, Dwayne, or do you think that that's okay?
Say again?
I would like to see 15 minutes being given to Finance Committee. I just anticipate that with four motions, there may be some questions that carry it off in the time sense.
Well, of course, I'm not going to disagree with it if you feel very strongly about it, but this is my perception, that it's almost like negotiations. You always start high depending upon where you are, or you start low depending upon where you are. In this case, if we do 10, invariably there's going to be an extension, may even be another extension, maybe another extension. So if you start high with 15, you're going to end up 5 minutes further than what you would have if you started with 10. That's my theory.
Okay, I get your point. I'll leave it the way it is then. Are there any further comments on the NFC section, or can we move on to governance?
This is James. I have one more request with regard to these motions. I'd like to see the three perfunctory ones put first, because I think they'll go 1, 2, 3 in rapid order. And these are items that, in cooperation with NETA, we compiled these in order to provide them what they need in this time where we're experiencing possible payroll shortages and cash flow problems. And these are designed to enable us to respond quickly to those things. So if we could get those out of the way first, and then if the budget happens to take longer, needs to be continued, that'll be taken care of already.
Okay. So you would like the WPFW budget to be the fourth motion?
Correct.
I have that down on my notes. Anything else? Okay. Is there anybody present from the governance committee?
Dwayne is present. I believe Nancy is also on that committee.
I'm not.
So it's three of us on the call. Okay.
Okay. So is there any need to have more than 5 minutes for the governance committee report? No?
I'm not on the committee, so I don't know.
I think that the governance is going to sign.
Dwayne.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think that there are probably at least two, if not three, items that the chair will be reporting on, and one of them was assigned or referred to the governance committee from the PNB. I recall the issue of writing people late and et cetera, as if we're in school or class or something. And so there are two other issues that I think 10 minutes, I think, would be, and I expect another extension. So I think 10 minutes would be appropriate in this case as well.
Okay. We'll make a attempt. Are there any motions coming from the governance committee?
I do believe they will be brought forward, but governance meet tonight. Later on, and I think then you will receive, or the committee under your cover will receive those motions subsequently.
Is there just one? Is there just one, or are there multiple?
I believe there will be at least two. And yes. I'm not the chair, so I'm only speaking in supposition.
Okay. I'm just making space for him. Okay. Thank you. How about personnel? Are you on that one as well, Dwayne?
Yes, I am, and I would believe that there should not be a report, although the personnel committee chair can make report. It was suspended. The search, which is our most profound purpose, has been suspended until further notice.
Okay. So I'll allot the standard nominal 5 minutes for that, but
okay.
I suspect it will be graced over.
Right.
Programming. Anything from programming? This is where Polina would have been handy. Okay, I'm just going to leave it at 5 for now. Hopefully, if there's anything going on in programming, they'll let me know. Let us know.
Chair, may I be recognized?
Go ahead, James. You got something?
I just wanted to suggest that perhaps, I don't know, we don't do a coordinating committee report, I guess, but if it could be announced to the board by some mechanism that committees should submit, if they have motions or if they want extra time for reports, they should let us know. let you know as chair of the coordinating committee, you know, in time for us to add it to the agenda. You know,
yeah,
it can always be added to the draft agenda at the meeting, but I think part of the purpose of our work here is to cut down the time spent on the agenda at the meetings themselves.
I agree completely. So, yeah, it's nice when we have people that are actually members of the committee at this committee, because then we can address these issues as they come up in turn. And then, of course, there's the unusual motion that comes up that isn't the result of any committee at all, you know, just something that's going to be on the floor. And I'm presuming that this would be a good place to discuss anything that has that in mind, since strategic planning is next.
I have something from Alex, Chair, if you're ready for that.
Okay. Yeah. Please, go ahead.
Okay. Alex wanted he wanted to have some kind of a statement about the situation at APFK. I don't know. That would not be in strategic planning, but that would be a general motion. So perhaps I'll just stick to the strategic planning. He was requesting about 20 minutes for a report on the strategic plan. Apparently, he's creating a strategic plan and wants to bring it to the attention of the board at the next meeting. I don't know if he'll have something to distribute beforehand, but he wants that to be a part of his committee report.
Okay. We'll come back to that second independent motion at the end of this here, maybe
right.
Under new business. Let's see. The next thing up was the ad hoc loan committee. Dwayne, if that committee's met, and I haven't been present at any of the meetings recently. Have we even met?
In fact, that committee has met twice. That committee has not met within the last 2 weeks, and I don't anticipate another meeting until January.
Okay. All right. Is there anything to report then at this juncture?
No. No.
Okay. I'll just do the normal thing of 5 minutes. I know it won't take that long. Development Task Force, Nancy Sorden.
I hope we'll have something to report. Five minutes is plenty.
Okay, so I'll just leave it at that. COVID-19 Task Force, okay, yeah. This is, once again, something that Lawrence and Polina would be helpful for. Anybody else on that?
This is Polina.
Ah, you are here.
I'm here, yeah. I don't know if I can participate. Am I allowed to be on this committee? Is it
absolutely
voluntary? Or?
Absolutely.
You're a guest.
Yeah, absolutely. You're a guest.
Thank you. So as a guest, I believe the COVID task force is bringing a motion. It shouldn't take long. It's basically just, it's not looking for any specific intervention by the board, just the general support. We want to offer special programming that is on voluntary basis only for January 20th, and we seek the board's approval. We want it to be multimedia. It's going to be on our website, which is already being developed, and just to make sure that people know that it's going to be happening, that it's available, we'd like to make it in the form of a motion and seek the board's support. I will have the language forwarded to, who should I forward it to? I didn't write it, but the task force approved it. I can't find it right now. It's very simple. So it doesn't require any kind of intervention. We're not mandating any programming anywhere, just seeking the board's support for this effort.
Okay. Either Nancy or myself would be the person that you'd want to direct it to.
Great. I'll get it from the appropriate people and send it to you guys. And for,
okay, thank
and by
you.
The way, for the programming committee, there were a few. I'm looking right now. I haven't received the latest minutes. I'm going to check with the committee chair and we'll also forward you whatever motion is ready for the board to take up in a timely fashion. Otherwise, we'll just leave it till next time. I know it's going to be a busy meeting for you, for us on the PNB, so I don't think we have anything super urgent from the programming committee.
Okay. Paulina, how much time do you feel that that programming and the COVID-19 task force would need?
Well, I would say together no more than 10 minutes, maybe even less.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you. All right. I think we talked about the unfinished business, which is Dwayne's motions, which are going to be now. Dwayne. Motion, okay. And then for new business, hold on just a second. I need to do some renumbering here. Give me a minute. Okay. What did you have, James, from Al? Again? I'm sorry. I've already forgotten.
We're now in the general agenda?
Yeah, new business.
Right, okay. Alex wanted a public statement about the situation at KPFK, the financial situation.
Okay, is there any specific language he's interested in hearing?
No, he's going to be working that up.
Okay, so this is from Alex. Okay.
Well, for now we can say yes, yeah, from Alex.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Didn't that come from a member representing FK?
I think that Alex will probably want that to happen, but James, can you speak to that at all? Did he give any indication what he had in mind?
Well, there are meetings going on mostly among directors from KPFK about how to deal with it, the situation, and I think if we just have the item on the agenda, people will step forward at the time with appropriate reports.
Okay. Dwayne, do you have any more questions about this? Because I understand what you're asking. I'm not sure whether it was answered fulsomely.
Well, I guess the subsequent question I'm going to have is, where are we placing this on the agenda?
I had it under new business, which would be at the very bottom of the agenda. I hope that that's a sufficient place for it.
Well, I think that's appropriate, and if he or anyone else wants to move to place it any higher, then they'll go through the proper protocol.
Okay.
Nancy with a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Sorry, I was focusing on something else. Which item are you talking about right now?
We are talking about a motion to be brought by Alex regarding financial status of KPFK. And
No, it's not a motion. I'm sorry. This is James. May I be recognized?
Statement. I'm sorry. My apologies. Yeah. James, do you want to correct any further?
Yeah, just to clarify, I know Alex and Lawrence have worked on this, and our guest has been on those meetings. I've been on some of those discussions. And it's, I think, to just expand a little bit, it would be a statement about the financial situation at KPFK and the financial situation and other matters at KPFK.
Okay. I will phrase it that way.
Nancy with a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Is this different than what you mentioned something about Alex had something for KPFK under the Strategic Planning Committee. Is this something different from that, or?
No. I was, at that point, I was just reporting on all the things that Alex had mentioned to me when I called him to see if he would be making this meeting when we were seeking a quorum. He gave me a list of things, and I started just blurting them all out, and Chris asked me to hold some of them for the appropriate time.
So that does not go on strategic planning. Sorry.
No.
No.
Okay.
No, the report of the strategic plan goes under strategic planning. That's it.
Right.
Okay. So I had a... Is Nancy with another question? Sorry.
I think Dwayne stepped in front of you, Nancy. Just hang on a second. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Listen, the more we talk about this, the more this process is in my head. I'm concerned. Now, if it's a motion, which is what we're supposed to be dealing with on an agenda, as opposed to statements that we don't even know who's going to make, if anybody's going to make them, I think that that ought to be brought to the floor, as opposed to us putting it on the agenda now, because there's no clarity, as far as I'm concerned. Now, other members of this committee may have a different thought, but I've had time to ask a couple of questions, kind of think about this. First off, I think it's unusual. It's not of the norm for someone to ask about a statement of the finances, given the fact that most of us have been in meetings with the treasurer and the business manager and the manager of the station ad nauseum, in my opinion. And I also don't believe it's in the best interest of the – it's just my belief – that it's not in the best interest of the foundation to discuss necessarily what we're talking about, the finances. In other words, to make a short comment, shorter, I think it ought to be brought to the floor since it'll be more thought out and we'll know who's going to do it, rather than putting something on the agenda that's seemingly not that well thought out and we don't know who's going to do it.
Okay. Nancy, go ahead.
Okay, this is about that the previous motion that Dwayne wanted to put on, the motion to discuss the KPFT management selection process in a committee of the whole. Two questions on that. Does that go under unfinished business or new business? And does the appendix that went along with the previous meeting still apply? Should that be kept as well? Which is
my inclination would be to put it under unfinished business, even though it's a revised motion. I can't answer the second question though. Did the appended information have to do with Dwayne's motion?
Right.
Okay, then Dwayne, I'd like Dwayne to address it if he could.
I'd like for her to clarify that part of the question.
The appendix that was with it, so the motion says see appendix KPFT LSB GM search minority report and then.
Okay, in that case, that is a minority report that I would like reprinted on the agenda for the purpose of people having it and not having to refer back to the previous agenda.
For the discussion. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll leave it on there and I'll put it under old business. Okay.
Okay.
And there was a time, what was the time on that?
I don't believe we assessed the time, but I would follow the chair's suggestion at this point.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I think since I am asking in the whole of the committee, I would think 20 minutes would be a minimum of what would be reasonable.
Oh, wait, you have 15 minutes for each side. You have 15 minutes for each side.
Well now that I've revised it and I've combined basically two sessions, I think we can leave it at 15 minutes for each side. And the idea was to have a floor manager for each side that would apportion that time, and the timekeeper would just keep the 15 minutes, but each side would have a person who's responsible for apportioning those 15 minutes.
Okay, I put 30 minutes.
Okay, good enough.
All right, and now this brings us back down to the
New business was Alex's, yeah.
Right, we're still discussing that, I think. Dwayne, I don't understand what the alternate suggestion is still, Dwayne. What are you suggesting that we do with this public statement thing? I mean, he's chair, so he can make a public statement whether this committee agrees to it or not. I mean, it's his prerogative as chair, I believe, do it as long as he's not doing it on behalf of the PNB. He can say anything he wants in those meetings, I believe. So allotting time for it, it is a little unusual. I'll agree with that. But it's also kind of irrelevant. So I don't really know quite what to do with it. And so I'm just gonna step out for a minute here and let you guys talk about it for a few minutes. And then we'll try and wrap this up.
I mean, for my strangeness of it, it's like, okay, why just make a public statement about the finances of FK? Why not make finance statements about FT and BAI? I mean, we're going to make public statements and comments about the status because all of them kind of in sham, all three of the ones I mentioned. So I agree that the chair may be able to make statements, whether they're appropriate or not appropriate, on a given subject and consistent with decorum of the meeting. You're right about that. I would take issue with it. But I don't believe, since there's no clarity about who's going to make the statements, that we ought to have that done on the floor. That's what I believe.
This is James. Okay. May I be recognized?
Yeah, James, I do want to comment from you, but I just want to make sure I understand Dwayne. So you're suggesting that we just leave it off the agenda. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes. Since you mentioned that if the chair's going to do it, I don't read he has the authority to just blurt out statements, but if the body is willing to endure that, let him do it. But if he says that Lawrence or a member of FK was wanting to make a statement, or if FK members chimed in to us and requested a part of the to be put on the agenda, I would find that very appropriate and in order. But this blanket, put this on the agenda and we'll work out the details later, I'm not sure about that. It just don't sit well with me.
I have a question. Okay, hold on. I believe that James was first, and I did have a quick question for James, if he can answer it. Did Alex specifically say, I mean, I can assume why he wanted to do this, but did he say why when he was talking about it with you, James?
Well, I think it's public knowledge that we have a situation at KPFK, and he did specifically say that he wanted this to, so this is a request from a member, no less the chair, that this item be placed on the agenda, and he specifically said that he wanted a statement to be made, and I assume he would be the one authoring the statement, but I'm not exactly clear on that. But he also mentioned that Lawrence also had at least a statement, but possibly more than one statement, also indicating that Lawrence had some possibly I don't want to say extensive, but Lawrence had been doing some writing that would also be presented at that time. So I think it's basically an indirect request from Lawrence through Alex, and Alex as the chair requesting that this item be on the agenda. Now, perhaps I didn't say it with enough clarity in terms of what they want on the agenda, but it's basically the subject of the situation at KPFK. And he specifically said a public statement. So,
okay.
I think, and let me just say one final thing about that. You know, when we say we'll have a report from the CFO, for example, we don't specify what's going to be in the report, but we do specify who it is that's going to be making it. So perhaps we could say here a public statement by the chair and by Lawrence regarding the situation at KPFK, which is public knowledge.
Okay. Dwayne, does that change your position at all, or do you still feel the same way that you did a minute ago? Dwayne? I can't hear you, Dwayne.
In the meantime, could I make a follow-up question for James?
Sure. I believe that you were on the stack, and I completely forgot to call on you. Go ahead.
No problem. So just kind of to follow up on Chris's questions, could you say that they're going to make a recommendation regarding the situation at KPFK?
No.
Okay.
And you should be aware that I was asked to call people to get a quorum for the meeting, and I called Alex and we spoke briefly. I was trying to get back to the meeting as quickly as possible, and he was saying, "I'm too tired. I've been in meetings all day. I can't come. Here are the items that I would like you." I hear you, Dwayne. These are the items that I would like you to ask to be on the agenda, and so these were the items.
Okay.
Dwayne, I'm
gathering you heard my question but weren't able to answer it. I think we might have lost him again. Or maybe you've lost me. Can you still hear me?
No, we hear you.
Okay. I think what I'm going to do to resolve this is I'm just going to, under new business, I'm going to put a general discussion of KPFK TBD, something like that. If we have multiple speakers that are interested in this subject and they want to address it, that's great. We can also just delete it if there's nobody who wants to step up go ahead.
Yeah, I
can hear you now, Dwayne.
I have some clarity. I have Lawrence on the line, and he can give
us
better information.
Okay.
Okay, Lawrence, go ahead.
Hello. Yeah.
Hey, Lawrence.
I'm here.
Thanks for joining. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been in union negotiations all day.
We were told. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
Do you have something to say about this general discussion about KPFK that Alex has proposed?
Well, I'm waiting. I don't have anything to say till I get the what he's proposing to send out. So once I'm able to, I'm a visual guy, right? So I need to see things. And I can't formulate an opinion without, you know, having something in front of me or having read something, if that makes sense.
Well, Chris, I think your suggestion on how you're going to style it seems to be appropriate then, since there's no clarity. We don't know who's going to do what. And, so I think we can move forward with what you just proposed.
Okay. So we're awaiting information, I guess, on this item.
Yeah, and I withdraw my objections or concerns, given that it is Lawrence and Alex, because if it's Lawrence and that FK, I find that more appropriate. So I withdraw any a previous comment.
Okay.
Well, can I speak, Chris, real quick?
Please.
I appreciate that, Dwayne, and I am from KPFK, so I think that's appropriate. But I also think that it should come from the chair and the board, because there is like a mutiny going on at KPFK, and they're using the airways to put out misinformation, red bait, and stuff like that. I've been attacked by Somali. She put out a hit piece on me. I don't know why. I've never done anything to her. So I donate about $250 and even more every fund drive. And I'm, you know, I'm not going to do that. Not with this thing not being put in check. So anyway, so that, so I don't disagree with Alex putting something together. As long as I'm able to see it, and as long as the other directors at KPFK could see it, such as Beth Van Gluten and Paulina, and then I believe it should go to the board for sort of like ratification, because I think there's strength in numbers, and so that's all.
Sir, I have a question behind Mr. Reyes' comment.
I'm done. Thank you.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I'll direct this question to you, but it's for the member, Reyes. After having these statements aired and placed into the record, what is it that the member would expect or want the board to do to rectify these mutinies or these attacks on the airways, et cetera? And then I'd like to get his response, if you permit.
Mr. Reyes?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. Are you asking me, Dwayne, or are you asking Chris?
I had to ask the question to the chair.
Okay.
Protocol, but he allowed you to answer the question.
Okay, can you repeat the question, please? I was distracted.
The substance of the question is, after having aired this grievance between you and Alice and any other person with this mutiny you described, and the disrespect over the airways, using airways to attack people, what is it that you would expect the PNB to do to rectify the matter?
Well, I think a strongly
Nancy with a question. Nancy with a question. Point of order, maybe.
Hold on, Nancy. I'm answering.
Point of order. Point of order. Actually, point of order.
Okay. Can you wait?
Yeah. Go ahead, Jay. You will.
So I just wanted to remind. Or, you know, ask the chair if, since we're here, we're in an open meeting at the moment and we're streaming, are we, you know, don't we need to restrict comments about personnel?
About individuals? Yes.
That would be point of order. That's a good point of order. I didn't know we were in open session. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that. Continue, Lawrence.
Yeah, so I think I could do that without, talking about personnel. So I think a strongly worded statement coming from the PNB and from the chair and signed on by the directors from KPFK will be a good thing to address the financial crisis and also the crisis, the moral crisis that is happening at KPFK. So, I mean, I'm not willing to sign on to it till I see it. And from what I understand, the chair is going to put it together. He's going to seek my input. And so when the chair does that, we have almost a whole week before we meet. So, you know, I don't have a problem with that. And there was another question. Oh, in regards to what we should request, we have to go into executive session to discuss that. And we did have another SPE member that formulated a motion citing the employee handbook and the violation of the bylaws that were committed. But we put that on hold for now because the IED stepped in and requested that.
Lawrence, do you think we're going to need a closed session on Thursday, the 7th?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I think that's fair.
I'm not sure that there's one on the calendar right now, so we'll have to make sure that gets put in there. And let me just ask one question, and I realize that this is an incredibly awkward question to answer, but is there a strong need for going into closed session to discuss the closed session agenda at this time, or can we simply say that we're going to discuss personnel and legal matters or something like that as a reason for the closed session?
Are you saying tonight or the PMB meeting?
This for the PMB meeting, actually, or tonight. Okay. I mean, do we need to do it for tonight? Is another question. I'm asking for both the meeting, upcoming meeting, and for tonight.
Okay, this is James. May I be recognized?
Go ahead, James.
Just so everybody understands, we have a closed session scheduled for tonight. We have using the same number with a different access code. And I assumed, perhaps incorrectly, that was the reason. And in addition, I just want to say that there's also something that I can say this much. Arthur wants to make a report that would require a closed session at the PMB meeting. It doesn't necessarily, all we have to do is put a report from Arthur. That doesn't have to be done in closed session tonight, but I also wanted to add that, and again, forgive me for being inarticulate about what Alex had requested to be on the agenda. He specifically referenced Lawrence and Lawrence's concerns in the request for putting this on the agenda, and in fact, though I'm glad Lawrence clarified, because Alex had indicated that Lawrence was writing up some information or had already done some writing on the issues, and that was going to be the basis of at least part of the discussion in this agenda item. So okay. I'm glad Lawrence came on to explain that further.
Me too.
That's all. Thank you.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Doing the executive session for this committee tonight, because I chair the governance committee and we're meeting shortly, and I have to prepare for that. And also, we have an executive session scheduled for the governance committee as well.
Oh, God.
Because we have to take up the refer motion and other motions having to do with proprietary information.
Okay.
Dwayne Larkin.
I'm not quite sure. I wasn't really anticipating this, honestly. The closed session numbers were given out just as a matter of course, just in case we needed to go into closed session. I'm beginning to get concerned that we actually need to put together a closed session agenda. It's something I hadn't anticipated. So who was next on the stack?
Dwayne Larkin question, I believe.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Consistent with your previous statement that I would think Mr. Reyes would be the one who wanted to try to stylize a closed session, given the concerns he's indicated about what's going on at FK, notwithstanding the fact he has the duties before him. But I would be willing to stay on, and I'm a member of the governance committee, but I believe setting up this agenda for an executive session is important, although it's my opinion that Arthur's report is not necessarily executive session. He's just going to ask for authority to do something, of which we've already had discussions, I believe, ad nauseum about, and any individual who's been in our meeting should be able to make a determination whether they're going to support his request or not. But as it relates to KPFT and the motion I have, it's probably going to be, I suppose Lyndon is going to request that it goes to executive session. So I want to make sure it's going to be addressed in executive session because we've pushed it back already. And I want it to be addressed at least with this configuration of a PNB, notwithstanding the fact we're going to have a new configuration in just 3 short weeks. So I believe we should have, if not a short executive session tonight, to stylize an agenda.
Chair, this is Lauren.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Yeah, so I could do an executive session for the next 15 minutes, and then the IED requested that we she also has information that she wants to provide in the executive session.
Okay. I think we're going to need to do this. And if you need to drop out, Lawrence, go ahead and drop out. Can we reconvene at 10 minutes before the hour? That's 4 minutes from now. I would, if you can, anybody who can should be there. Hopefully we'll meet quorum, although I guess we can treat that as, this as part of the already scheduled meeting and not adjourn until after the closed session. So I'm going to request that we call back on the executive session line in 4 minutes, if that's possible, for those who it is possible for. and I would appreciate that we can attend this. And I shouldn't think that it would take longer than 15 minutes to put together. It sounds like we have basically two items to discuss for the closed session. So everybody should have those digits. And
yeah, I got them. I'm going to call them right now because I got to prepare for a meeting.
Okay, I'll be on the line in just a minute myself. So we're not adjourning until the end.